The end of Ramadan is marked today in a festival known as Eid al-Fitr. After a month of refraining from eating, drinking, and smoking during daylight hours, Muslims have spent much of this week preparing for the feast. In the West Bank city of Nablus, however, there isn't much holiday spirit to be found. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
The Kasbah in the old city of Nablus was the scene of fierce fighting during the Israeli military offensive this spring. Much attention was devoted to the battle in Jenin, the other major city in the northern West Bank, but the death toll here in Nablus was higher. The market in Old Nablus was opened for business yesterday as residents shop for the Feast of Al-Fitr. In past years, this market has been jammed with people from around the region looking for toys, clothing, and food, especially the sweets that Nablus is famous for. But this shop owner says this year's feast is a grim imitation of past celebrations.
Comparing to last year and the years before, it cannot be compared because the business have actually stopped at all because they closed on Nablus. We are selling only the people who are living in Nablus. But in the old times, we used to people from Jenin or Ramallah or Gaza or Arab Israelis all around. But now, no.
Even villages just a short walk away are cut off from the city. As a regional hub without access to its surrounding populations, Nablus has seen its economy crushed. Mezuzah, a middle-aged woman picking out food and clothes with her sister and daughter, says the situation has drained the festivity out of the feast.
It's going to be a very sad Eid feast, and it's just one day like the other days of the year.
Her 10-year-old daughter, Dion, says it's easy to tell why this holiday isn't normal.
The last year and the years before was much more better, but this year is very sadness, and there's a lot of people being killed and martyrs, and all the situation is being collapsed.
A couple walking the market with their two young boys says it's been one of the most difficult years they can remember. He says he was arrested during one of the Israeli sweeps. He was taken to the Ofer detention center outside Ramallah and held for 3 months without any charges leveled against him. She says the hardest thing is being home with her two boys, aged 4 and 18 months, during the long days of curfew.
The problem is that these kids have energy to spare, and they cannot leave the house, so they are sparing all this energy in useless issues. And all this is affecting, and all this, because as you know, from the tanks and the APCs all around the city.
Israeli children are marking a somber Hanukkah this year as well, as their parents fret about the most recent attacks in Africa and inside Israel. A rash of Palestinian attacks has much of the Israeli public rallying around the strong military actions ordered by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, even if it means Palestinian civilians will suffer. Over the past 2 years of conflict, a number of deadly attacks has been carried out by Palestinians from the Nablus area. Today, Israeli troops arrested a Palestinian man from a village near here on suspicion of killing a rabbi 2 years ago. Also today, a Palestinian teenager in Nablus was shot and critically wounded by Israeli troops. Residents said he was playing with a toy gun at the time. The army said its soldiers fired at armed Palestinians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Nablus.